Well, the Lord's been talking to me a little bit this week, and I'd like to share some with you. I'd sure like the Lord to bless our time together this morning. I'm thinking about a chapter in Luke 23, and we pray that the Lord would help us this morning. I appreciate those songs. The Lord's everything to me, too. I found that to be so, and I wish everybody had the Lord in that way. They could have. In the 23 and 33, and when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. You know, I just want to look at these scriptures here for a minute. This was where, of course, we all know where they crucified Jesus. And this was a traumatic time, and they railed on Jesus. They did all kinds of things. We'll read a little of it here. But Jesus' heart all the time was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Do you know that these people, I can't think they did what they did. It's beyond my comprehension when I think about Jesus being there. And these people knew of Jesus. They knew he had went about everywhere healing all that were oppressed of the devil and sick. And they knew that he had done those things. But they crucified him. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, you know, there was one there. There was several there that knew, didn't they? I think Jesus had asked Peter and some of them. He had asked them, who do you say that I am? Who do men say that I am? And they said, some say Elias and different one of the prophets and all of that. But Peter said, thou art the Christ of God. And Peter had something. He had a revelation from the Lord of who the Lord was. Jesus went on to tell him that flesh and blood had not revealed that to him, but God had revealed that to him. And do you know, this morning, we are like these people here. These people crucified the Lord. They crucified him in spite of all the evidence, in spite of all that he did. They crucified him. And Jesus, yet in his last words almost, was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I want to read on down, and it says, and they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. You know, in spite of all these things, we find that they crucified him knowing all that they knew. This thief on the cross knew, and he said, "We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." And then he told the Lord, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Now, that's always been an amazement to me, that this thief knew that this kingdom was not of this world. It seemed his disciples didn't know, but this thief knew, and he knew that he had salvation, didn't he? You know, but Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I want to talk to us a little bit this morning about not knowing what we do sometimes, and remembering that the Lord is looking on us. He looks on us. Forgive them, Lord. Help them out. The Lord's looking with that. But I will tell you something this morning. As we live our life, there are some things we need to know. There are some things that we need to have settled in our hearts and in our minds. And these people evidently didn't. Peter did. You know, Peter failed the Lord, but I'll tell you something about Peter. Peter didn't want to do anything but serve God. And when he did fail, he went out and wept. He cried bitterly. He had failed the Lord. He came back. He repented. And he lived for God. But you know what? These people, they did not even, Jesus said, they don't know what they're doing. Why did they not know what they were doing? The thief knew what they were doing. Peter knew what they were doing. I believe some of the other disciples knew what they were doing. But these people didn't know. Do you know these people should have known? Do you know that there should have been something in there that said, there's something different here? I believe even Pilate, when he was dealing with this situation, he wanted to wash his hands, didn't he? Let me get away from this. I don't want anything to do with this. You know what? Pilate knew a little something, didn't he? You know, this morning, there's things that we need to know, folks. We're living life, and life is pretty big. Life has a lot in it. And there's some things that we need to know. We need to know the Lord. We need to know His power in our life. We need to know some of the wisdom that He gives us to lead our families. The Lord wants us to have some things, and there's some things we need to know. How did Peter get a hold of this? The Lord said, "Flesh and blood hadn't revealed this to you, Peter. You didn't study this. I know that." All these folks that did study, they didn't know. But Peter, he sought the Lord, didn't he? His whole heart was to follow the Lord everywhere he went. That was his heart, to do the Lord's will. And God had revealed to Peter some things that he hadn't revealed to everybody. And so this morning, I just want to challenge us with a few thoughts. I was thinking about the ship, the Titanic. We're all so familiar with that story. You know, it seems to me just unthinkable of what the captain of that ship did, the pilot. I cannot take in that he did what he did. But he did. He didn't know what was ahead of him, and yet he should have known. Yet he should have known. They told him there's icebergs here in the water. Why would he have done that? Why would he have so arrogantly, so confidently just run right through those waters without ever stopping to, without ever slowing down and making sure of some of his steps? You know why? Because things were well. He was on a boat that he himself, it's quoted that he said that anyway, that he that this ship, even God himself could not sink this ship. You know how big this thing was? It was 882 feet long. Now this building, I don't know the exact length. What is it, 150 feet, John? And so we go clear to the end of the property here and probably to the end of the property over there and some more, I'm guessing. That's how big it was. It was monstrous. It was built with such specifications that it was considered almost unsinkable. And so the captain forgot something. It wasn't unsinkable. And he forgot something else. There would be great damage even if it didn't sink. And so he went on as fast as he could. He wanted to make a record, and he had some things in his mind. But there were some things he should have known. He should have known that what happened could happen. He should have known that he was going through very dangerous waters and not taking any heed at all to what he was going through. He should have known that. You know what? There's things in our lives, folks, that we need to know. I will tell you, there was over 2,200 people on that ship when it went down. And there was only 700 and some saved. And that pilot, that captain had at his... He had at his command all those lives. They were lost under his command. His leadership caused that. And so this morning I'm thinking about ourselves, of course. You know, he had a lot of confidence. And he carelessly and confidently tread those waters. Do you know sometimes when we're young, we feel pretty confident too. Now, I will say, as you get older, your body starts failing you a little more. You don't feel as confident as you did when you were young in things. But I will tell you, young folks, all of us, we're going through waters that we're going to have to be careful of. There are some things we need to know in life. There's some things that we really can't know unless God reveals them. Do you know they couldn't know enough time in advance to avert that disaster? Because they were just going too carelessly. They were going too fast. It wasn't possible for them to get it turned and stopped in time because they were careless. They were just running through as fast as they could. Do you know that life is like that too? And there's so many things in life that had we known... I can only think that the rich man and Lazarus, I can only think that had he known. Did he know? Did somebody tell him? I think so. Because Abraham said he wanted to go back and tell his friends. He said, they have Moses and the prophets. They've heard. You know. They've been told. Do you know that we've been told too? But we may not know. We may not realize. We may not be taking it in. And you know that our life lies ahead of us. What little bit is left, however much that is. You know, there's some things that you and I need to know. There's some things that God needs to reveal to us. How did Peter make it through all that? Because he had some things revealed to his heart. Because his heart was searching after and following after the Lord. He was walking with the Lord. Do you know there are things that we cannot know? These people on that Titanic could not know what lay ahead. God knew. He knew that. Do you know there's things in our lives that lie ahead that we don't know? But God does. He knows what's coming up. He knows what he would like to tell us. But folks, we need to be able to be hearing from him. We need to know as well. And I think the Lord would like for us to know some things. I think he looked over Jerusalem one time and he wept because they didn't know the day of their visitation. They didn't know. And so here we are living life, and pretty soon it just snuffs out so quick. It's amazing how quick you get through life. And then can we say we didn't know? How many times did we hear? You know, the time is now, isn't it? The time is now for us to hear. The time is now for us to use wisdom in life and walk in the ways of the Lord. There are those that are on our boat, folks. There are those that you and I influence. And it matters a whole lot how we're piloting our boat. It matters a lot in their lives. I want to look on over here back at Mark 15 and 39. And it says here, Mark 15 and 39, and when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly this man was the Son of God. Do you know that this centurion, the one responsible for his death, do you know that as soon as it was over, he said, truly this was the Son of God. He was just a few hours late, wasn't he? It was too late for him to know then. Maybe before he had his wonderments or whatever. But he crucified the Lord. He's the one responsible for the actual act of doing this. His men did it. And we see that he said truly, this was the Son of God. But you know, there's a time for us to know things when it's so beneficial, when it's so helpful, when it guides us, when it helps us, when it helps us make eternity in heaven. Now is the time for us to know some things. And so I want to talk a little bit about our soul this morning. In Psalm 119 and 109, it says this, my soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. Do you know that maybe we don't understand everything, but our soul is in our hand? And we understand that this morning, don't we? We understand that our soul, what is our soul anyway? Do we just die like a dog? I think we all know better than that. Our soul lives on forever. And we know that, don't we? But do we know that? Do we really? I don't think some of those Israelites, when they crucified the Lord, I don't think they really realized when he told them that destruction was coming upon Jerusalem. I don't think they really understood. They didn't know. I don't think we can know what lies out there until we get there. We can know of it a little bit, but we'll never really know until we get there. And when we get there, we will know, because it's so final. It's so forever. And so this morning, I want to just encourage us that the Lord wants us to know now. Our soul is in our hand. That God-given thing that God has given to you and me, I want to urge all of you younger couples this morning that are here, every one of you, there's quite a number, listen. Your soul is in your hand. Your life is in your hand. The things we do, do we know? Do we know how we ought to do? Do we know what lies ahead, and are we prepared for it? I think the Lord wants us to be. I don't think he wants us to be going through waters so fully unaware as the Titanic did. So fully unaware that it was fixing to crash. How could that happen? They should have known. The pilot was schooled in that. He knew what he was doing. He was very good. But he became confident. And he lost his carefulness as he went through those waters. And so this morning, our soul is in our hand. I hope that we are fully aware of eternity. I hope that in our minds we become fully aware that, you know, one day my soul is not going to be in this body anymore, but it's going to live forever. It's either going to be an eternal happiness with the Lord or eternal torment. And, you know, I weighed that up when I was young, and I determined I want to make it no matter what the cost. And I determined in my heart, and I'm not there yet, but by the grace of God, I hope to make it into heaven. But I determined that the decisions that I was going to make through life was going to be decisions that made it more possible for me to be there. And if there was choices that would make it hard for me to get there, and there are choices we can make that make it hard on ourselves, that I was going to take the choice that made it better, a better odds for me to make it to heaven. Now that sounds kind of physical or human, but I really believe we can do that. The choices that we make, if we look at things for what it is, eternity, my soul in my hand, so soon, how can we get there and not know? And yet I've known people that do. I've known people that get old and they still do not pray. And they go on out like that, though they've known in some way. I remember a young man that was under such conviction at one of our meetings. And you know, when you're young and you're strong, you just don't look at things the same. But an older sister had talked to him about his soul, and he made some derogatory comment about that later, and he wasn't going to the altar for her or something like that. And he was kind of arrogant about it. Do you know, within just a few days, he was gone. He was gone. And now he knows. Now he knows. He knows. Nobody needs to tell him. He would like to come back and tell us. But we know too, don't we? We know. We're being told. And so the Lord is wanting. He's wanting to visit with us. He's wanting to take us to heaven. He wants to have us in eternal felicity. He died for that. And he wants us to know that. Even then he prayed, Father, forgive them. Do you know that he's still praying that way for you and me today? That if we're not following the Lord, he's yearning for us and wanting that. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, it says here, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Do you know, this morning, this is not a negative. It's the most positive thing we could have in our life. And I want to encourage us this morning that we give all heed to the fact that we are running through dangerous waters in life. Life is not an open sea of nothing. We that have been down life's way just a little ways know that it's full of things. It's full of rocks. It's full of temptations. It's full of troubles. It's full of marriage troubles. It's full of grief. It's full of woe. You will find that out too so soon. But I will tell you, we can prepare for those things. See, those things don't have to sink us. They don't have to cause us to have a big hole ripped in our side, because the Lord will be our guide. The Lord will guide us around those things. The Lord wants to take us to heaven. He knows what lies ahead. He knows what we need in our life. And I want to encourage us with all diligence to seek the Lord, to let him lead our lives, and let him put that most positive thing in. Do what are we wanting out of life? I think we're all wanting a happy life, aren't we? Well, I'll tell you, your best chances at that are to give yourself completely to the Lord. Let him have the reins of your life. That's the best chances of that. And I believe we'll find that the Lord will stand by us. But he said here, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. If we wait and wait, we might not know the time of our visitation. We might not comprehend it. We might not use that time. And so soon, folks, we will also be over there. So soon we also will find our day. In Hebrews 11 and 6, we're all familiar with this, but it speaks that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you know, this morning, that is an awesome promise to me. That is an awesome promise, because it means that if I diligently seek him, knowing the mind of the Father, knowing the mind of the Lord, you know, on this very last day, his very few last hour or so, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Do you know the Lord's hand is still stretched out like that today? Do you know he's still looking to you and me? He's not looking to us as if, oh, they've messed up too many times. They haven't followed me. Listen, we've got to get this right. We've got to get in step with the Lord. Get on his ship. Let him take us through. Let him tell us, hey, slow down. Slow down. That man was told, but he didn't listen. The Lord tells us lots of times too, hey, you better make a left. You better make a right up here. You better kind of get out of the situation you're in. Or there, that's an opportunity. You need to lead your family in that way. Do you know that those things are precious from the Lord? You know that He knows what lies in life, and if we will let Him, He will safely guide us through this morning. And so He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Take that as a promise. If I diligently seek Him, He will bring me out. If I diligently seek Him, He will take me to heaven one day. I believe we can count on that this morning. I want us to think of a few other things too. Not just our soul. But you know, we have families this morning that we're responsible for. You know, in families, there is the potential for enormous joy in families. It is awesome. Families, I don't think there's anything better in this life than family. To me, that's the best. But you know, they have that opportunity to have enormous pain as well. And do you know that many times the decisions and the things and the places and the ways that we lead, they have so much to do with that, don't they? No, we're not responsible for other people's souls when it comes to the Lord. But I will tell you, we can make a big difference in the things that we do, the choices that we make. Do you know that that we don't want to get to the end of life and not know. We don't want to get through raising our children and not understand or not know. The Lord's promised us, He wants to give us wisdom. Do you know all these things come from a revelation from the Lord? Those things, I can never, and I've mentioned this plenty of times, but I can never forget those Hebrew children back there, Daniel and those, that when they got in trouble, you know what Daniel said? There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Do you know that he knew that? Daniel had come to know the Lord, and he knew that there was a God in heaven that revealed secrets. Do you know that he'll reveal the secrets that we need in our life if we'll let him? But many times, folks, we're careless in our way. We're going on full steam ahead, not realizing there are icebergs. There are rocks. There are things. And we hear it and we know it, but we don't know it. We don't comprehend it. We don't comprehend it. Or we just go on in our way. And I just think about how many times I used to hear Brother Tony's father, Brother Salmon's, preaching and talking about people that he had known and all of those things. And you know, I was young. That was kind of, I heard him telling those stories, and sometimes I wondered, wow, that sounds quite something. But you know, the pain and the heartache that people endure is very real. And it comes so often. And I want to encourage us today, the Lord wants to walk with us through life. He wants us to know Him through life. I want to urge the young couples this morning, set your journey, your path, the way you're walking, in the way that the Lord will reveal things to you. There's times that we don't know what to do. Folks, I don't know how people do it that don't know the Lord. I don't know how they raise a family in today's world without the Lord. But I want to urge you this morning. I've seen a lot in my little short time. But I've seen the people go out. I've seen them go out in high fashion. And I've seen them come back crying bitter tears. And I've seen it too many times. But you know what? I just want to urge us. Give it your best. Remember, the Lord is looking to those that diligently seek Him. Remember that He has an outstretched hand to you and me. How He longs. He said He doesn't upbraid. He doesn't get after someone when they come ask for wisdom. He said He'll give it liberally. Now, you know what that means? That means plenty of it. Do you know we need wisdom if ever families need wisdom? We need it today. It's been under great attack for many years in our country and in our world. And this morning, we have a lot that we're responsible for. And I want to encourage us to to become aware and not to know too late of what I should do or what I should have done. Just want to encourage us, live your life in such a way that you can get the answers from the Lord and walk with Him. Give your children the privilege to have worship at night. Give them the privilege to hear, to take that special time from mom and dad and have that time where it's theirs. You know what that communicates to somebody? This is important and we love you. And you know, give them the privilege that you will humble yourself when you need to. Give them the privilege to see godliness in your home. Is it always easy? No, it's not. Life has some big things in it, doesn't it? It's not always easy, and we have to struggle our way through some things many times. But I will tell you, it is well worth it. I have seen the boats. I've seen the ships with the big holes in them. I've seen the grief. I've heard the cries. I've seen the tears. I've wept with them. Folks, it's real. But I want to encourage you this morning how the Lord wants to take and walk with us. How He wants us to know Him now and to have Him revealed in our life. How valuable it is for men, for women, to walk with God in today's world. How valuable it is for some to decide in their hearts and lives, we as a couple, we as a family, we're going to live for the Lord to the best of our knowledge. I'm going to take them to service. I'm going to be there. I'm going to take them to camp meetings. I want them to hear the Word of God. I want it to settle in on their hearts. And I want my home to be something where it's fertile ground. Do you know there's fertile ground and then there's infertile ground? There's ground that is almost impossible to grow seeds in. Do you know that there's hypocrisy in people's lives sometimes? And we find that children know that. Are they going to want what we have? No, they're not going to want that. Settle it in your mind that I'm not going to ever allow that to happen in my life. Because it can. Those things come, they knock at your door and mine. And you know what? We have to determine some things in our life. I want to live for the Lord. I want to serve Him in such a way that He will be there for me, that He'll give wisdom, that He'll give strength this morning. I believe we've got to know it. We've got to know it. We're living in a time today that when things go awry, they don't go awry small. Lots of big things happen nowadays. There's things that people get into that staggers your mind. And you want to weep about it and cry about it. But you can't do anything about it many times once it happens. The ship went down. It was impossible. They never could find it for 100 years or so. Couldn't even find the thing. Where did it go? What happened? They all died. We know that, a lot of them. But you know, this morning, the Lord doesn't want it to be that way. And how He longs. Here, this one that they crucified was the very one that could save them. This one that they had such animosity that they all cried out, "Crucify Him, crucify Him." Do you know that He had it in His power to save them? Do you know that it was His blood that saved them? Do you know they were doing everything they could against the very thing that could have helped them have an eternal felicity with the Lord? Did you know that all that was there and they didn't know the time of their visitation? I think that's really sad because some of those people knew. I think most of those apostles, I believe they're up there enjoying heaven today. But we find that it wasn't so with all. And so this morning, the gospel is still preached. And I just want to encourage us today. Know the time. Know our time. Know the Lord now. Know Him now. No, maybe we don't have everything clear in our mind. And I think people many times hide behind that. I'm too confused. There's too much confusion in the religious world today. I grant that. But I'll tell you one thing we can know. We can know we're saved. We can know we're saved. We can walk a holy and godly life with the Lord. And He wants us to this morning. I want to mention one more thing. You know, these are just the things that came to my mind that I felt like the Lord kind of inspired to me. I've seen through the time also, and I've been experiencing this lately, but do you know that when you see people coming to truth, there is such a vibrance. The Spirit of the Lord meets that. There is such people longing, they're thirsting, they're wanting, and you see that. Do you know that the Lord's blessing is upon those things? Knowing the Lord, getting to know the Lord, coming to Him. But do you know I've seen people turn from the truth and begin to track away from it and away from the things that the Lord in His Word teaches us? And do you know that so soon, so much of the time, so soon you find that things are so different? All of a sudden, there is no understanding. There is no clarity. There is no blessing from the Lord. And so soon, Satan comes in and slips things away. Valuable things like the eternal soul. So soon, we find that that those children that were tender to the Lord are filled with false ideas. And pretty soon, they're no longer tender to the Lord. Now they can do anything because as the world all around us teaches, many of them anyway, you can do about anything if you were saved at one time. We know that's false, don't we? But Satan reaches in. He slips that away from people. And pretty soon they find themselves wrecked, drifting or wrecked or at the bottom, not knowing. We find that, don't we? So this morning, I just want to leave us this little admonition. Know the Lord today. Today is the day that He's talking to us. We don't have to have great conviction so heavy that we feel like we're going to faint under it. We need to decide, I'm going to diligently seek the Lord. I'm going to search for Him. I want Him in my life, and I want Him in my home. I want Him to be there, and I'm not stopping until I get there. If I have to crawl, I'm going to crawl. But do you know that I believe if we will take heed to ourselves, take heed to the things we believe, take heed to the Lord, live godly lives, and let Him have those places, I believe that I can say that He's not partial. I don't think He's going to reveal to one what He won't reveal to another. I believe that He'll take care of your soul just like He'll take care of mine. I think that He'll take care of mine just like He'll take care of yours. And so this morning, let's look to the Lord. Let's have a careful examination of things in our life. Lord, I want You to walk with me. I want to be the kind of parent, I want to have the kind of atmosphere in our home that makes it fertile ground that my children will want to serve You as well. Do you know that don't happen carelessly? It does not happen accidentally. It happens by careful, determined walking with the Lord. And so this morning, and at our best, they make their decisions that we can't always change. But do you know that I believe we can lead them pretty close to the cross if we will. And I believe once they get close to the cross, they're going to see something there that's very magnetic to them. The Lord help us each one today to take our lives. Lord, speak to us, teach us, lead us, guide us. Tell us when the icebergs are out there. Help me to have a careful heart. Help me not to carelessly throw out my words and what I think and what, you know, I don't care. And all, no. Help me to be careful. Help me to have a carefulness about me that makes me able to make heaven my home. I believe the Lord wants us to do that this morning. How I appreciate everyone that is striving to serve the Lord. What a blessing it is to do that this morning. What an opportunity that we have not only for our soul, but for the souls of those around us. I can't think that the captain of the Titanic, I just wonder what was going through his mind. I can only imagine the mind-wrenching, what did I do? Why did I do this? What was I thinking? This man was a rational man, or he would have never had the position he had. And so we find that what he did was so careless. But he became confident. Instead of having a carefulness about his life and about what he was doing at the time, the Lord help each one of us. There's a lot hanging on our soul. We can't really comprehend eternity. I can't comprehend it. I can't do that. I have no idea. I know it's out there. And so I want to be prepared for it this morning. Let's enjoy life. The wise man in Ecclesiastes, he said something to the order of, to the young. Let's read that here. Ecclesiastes 12. Or maybe it's 11. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from your heart. Now that's not talking about that we never sorrow for somebody that died, but remove those sins, those things that cause ungodly sorrow. Remove them from your heart. See, that's something in here. And put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. That's what the wise man said. And then in the 12th chapter, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And so this morning, as we live our life, let's keep those things ever before us. I remember, and I still do sometimes, but I remember when I was young, I loved to read through Proverbs, because what it told me was, it told me of some of the icebergs. It told me of some of the things and what happens when you hit them. And I realized, this is true. I can't afford to hit these things. I can't afford to let myself. And so I was ever more wary and prayed for God to help me not to hit those things, because you will be tempted. But do you know, this morning, the Lord wants us to make it through. So fear God and keep his commandments. It's the whole duty of man. Amen.